This is Perched on the Gridiron with Matt Pakoda and Richard Blosser discussing the NFL, fantasy football, and even more football.
Now stay tuned for 6 hours of exciting football action.
And now, ready to take the field, here is Matt Pakoda and Richard Blosser. All right, welcome to Perched on the Gridiron this week. It is week 13 here in the National Football League. Week 14, my mistake. How the weeks just fly by here in the National Football League. It's the month of December. You are entering your fantasy football playoffs. Maybe you're in the loser's bracket. Maybe you're trying to win back some of that sweet, sweet money you gave up all the way back in August. Well, me and Matt are here to help you out, as we will give you a nice fantasy football breakdown. And for once, we're actually going to give you a Thursday night game this week. You ready to go, Matt? As we always say, love, hug, and cherish this season, because you got 4 weeks of it left. We'll start actually on tonight's game as we go to Soldier Field as the Dallas Cowboys take on the Chicago Bears. 8:20 start there on Fox/NFL Network. Out there in Chicago. This game, it looked good a while ago. Dallas is trying to stay in the dumpster fire known as the NFC East. I usually say don't start people on Thursdays, but I think Dak and Zeke might be a good start here, considering they technically got a week off from playing on Thanksgiving. Same thing with Chicago. I am not trusting Mitch Trubisky for the second week in a row. Matt, what do you think?
Yeah, so, Dak's been average the last several weeks, but, if you've been rolling him out there, you probably don't have any better options at this point. Nobody got a bye week, obviously, so that doesn't help him get any decisions a little bit easier. But, you're rolling Dak out there, you're rolling Zeke out there. Unfortunately, Amari Cooper's been like the 45th best wide receiver over the last couple weeks. He's not been great. It's been Michael Gallup picking up the slack for Cooper. So, I mean, you're still probably throwing Cooper out there. You're throwing Gallup out there. It's kind of an interesting option here. And obviously, like those players as well as Zeke, Dak should have a decent day. Chicago Bears defense is probably a good idea to maybe sit on them. Dak's been giving the football off quite a bit here with fumbles and interceptions and crazy turnovers. So, I would rather not have to trust that's going to keep continuing, but there are some other options out there like Green Bay or Minnesota that could have been a nice pickup on waiver wires. I would start them over there as well. Really, the only player that you really look at is two of them would be Allen Robinson and David Montgomery, the running back, the rookie running back there in Chicago. But, yeah, those are your starts for tonight's game. Should be an interesting matchup in Chicago.
Real quick, before we head on to Sunday's matchups, start or sit? Jason Witten got 18 points last week. Is he worth taking a flyer on?
Yeah, I mean, I think, any time that your top receiver is struggling, you got to go to a safety blanket. Normally that's a tight end position or a running back out of the backfield that can catch the football. Everyone's already starting to be Galliot, so why not take a chance on Jason Witten? The tight end position's been pretty stressful so far in his career.
It's the first week of the playoffs for a lot of people. Either you're, like I said earlier, you're trying to get your money back right now, or you're in these so-called loser brackets. So we head to Sunday, and we will start in Atlanta as the freshly fired Carolina Panthers take on the Atlanta Falcons. Oh boy. In this matchup. Carolina fired Riverboat Ron earlier in the week after another blown loss, and Atlanta is on a very brief winning streak, but is just going to try and tread water for the rest of the season. Calvin Ridley for the Falcons, start him even with the way the Falcons have been playing, and Christian McCaffrey still a go.
Yeah, so former Falcon Roddy White spoke to the team, I believe, earlier in the week, it sounds like, and said, you know, you're being evaluated whether you're winning or losing. So that should motivate the Falcons this week going against the Panthers, who are struggling in their own right. So this could end up being a sneaky game with a lot of points, especially when you look at the superstars on both sides of the football. But, yeah, you're starting... You know, Matt Ryan this week could be a nice option. Devontae Freeman, who returned last week, should be a nice option. Calvin Ridley. Looks like Julio Jones has practiced for the second straight day. So it looks like he's going to go. Could be a possibility of Austin Hooper returning. That's the only problem with doing a full-fledged look at the weekend on a Thursday when we still have Friday and Saturday ahead of you. But it looks like there's a possibility yet. Austin Hooper returned. So this could be a monster game for the Falcons and all of their stars. If they're active, you're playing all of them. And then for the Carolina Panthers, who have now fallen to 5-7, you're always starting Christian McCaffrey no matter what. DJ Moore has now made himself a top 12 wide receiver. We talked about how they're struggling early on the season. He's now a start. Curtis Samuel's a nice start. Looks like Greg Olsen with that concussion could be iffy at best. And if that's the case, then he's out. You know, Thomas is there at the tight end position. But with new coaching, you just don't know how the play calling is going to go. But one thing's for certain, Christian McCaffrey's going to get the football, and DJ Moore's going to get the ball. So those two are the players to start for the Panthers.
Yeah, Atlanta really struggled midway through the season, and Carolina just might be going through the motions these next few weeks until they get a head coach. It really seems like they've punted on the season right now. So, crud. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry. Phone down, phone back up. We're good to go. We go to Buffalo in a possible AFC divisional round preview matchup between the Baltimore Ravens and the Buffalo Bills. 1 o'clock start up there in Western New York, where, surprise, surprise, they might get snow this weekend. The Baltimore Ravens right now are a Category 4 super team. They're going to hit some cold water right now and see if they might weaken a little bit, but Baltimore's just been on an absolute tear this season. Even as a fan of a rival, they're good. They are really good, and they are scary. Buffalo has been one of the surprises of this season, and I think this is going to be a really fun game, even fantasy-wise. You could see a good amount of points here.
Yeah, so the way as hot as the Ravens are, even if it snows, it may just melt right away is the way they're playing. But even if you're not a Baltimore Ravens or Buffalo Bills fan, but you're an NFL historian, you want to watch this game because Lamar Jackson is just a mere 63 rushing yards away from being the single-season NFL rushing record among quarterbacks that would actually break Michael Vick's rushing record. And remember, this is just week 14. So 15, 16, and 17, anything past the 63, which is very possible for Lamar Jackson to get this week against the Bills, especially since the Bills' rushing defense has been very lackluster. It's been the back end against the receivers that have been tough. So if it's going to get done for Lamar Jackson, it will be this week. And I would imagine he gets close to about 25 rushing yards, and he will push to get that record this week. But if you're an NFL historian, you want to watch the game for that fact alone, that he could break Michael Vick's rushing record at quarterback. Besides that, you know, Mark Ingram's been hot. Gus Edwards, he's been the backup running back. He's been pretty good here of late. Might be an opportunity to pick up Gus Edwards now, because if they're going to clinch a playoff spot, they may go ahead and slow up the roll of Mark Ingram, making it the Gus Plus show in Baltimore. But then you look at the receivers. You know, Marquise Brown's been okay. You know, he's mostly been a touchdown or bust type player. He got Mark Andrews, who has been pretty good as well, obviously. So those are guys that you can play. If you look at the Bills side of the ball, Josh Allen has been phenomenal. In matchups where teams, fantasy teams probably were sitting on Josh Allen, he turns around and put up big numbers against them. Great defense, and unfortunately, you were probably sad watching his numbers go up on the board. Last week, because of how well he played the week prior, I actually started Josh Allen over Watson, which actually ended up coming back to bite me by about 6 to 8 points. But it is Elizabeth, but the safe route, I got the guaranteed points out of Josh Allen. And Sean Watson is playing the vaunted Patriot season. So, with that all being said, Josh Allen should be an okay start here. He can break some big passes against the Ravens' defense on the back end. And obviously, he's got the rushing ability, so that helps him out as well. Devin Singletary could be an interesting start, as he's been catching a lot of footballs out of backfield, and they've slowly started to put Ted Bull on the back burner. And then John Brown's been the problem. He's the number one right now. He's got 882 yards of receiving, but 5 touchdowns on the season on 51 catches, so a nice PPR play there. But just think of this. The Buffalo Bills are a 9-3 team, one game behind the New England Patriots to tie them. Unfortunately, the Patriots would actually get the tiebreakers if they actually beaten the Bills. But the Bills still have another chance at the Patriots, I believe, next week or the following week. Here in the next 2 weeks, they have another chance at the Patriots. If they can somehow win that game at the Patriots, they have an opportunity to maybe take a chance at that division. It's not out of the realm of possibility, but this game right here would be a huge stepping stone for both teams, as they're both sitting with 10-2 and 9-3 records. This could be a great matchup.
Like I said, this is a possible divisional round preview between these two teams, and this just seems like a really fun matchup here. If I had Sunday ticket, I'd just put this game on and forget it. To a really hot matchup, to an ice bucket bath, as the Cincinnati Bengals play the Cleveland Browns. Oh, God. 1 o'clock.
They've thrown, the Bengals have decided to throw Andy Dalton back into the fire. They've already announced AJ Green's out.
Yep.
But really, it's basically just throw Joe Mixon out there, throw Tyler Boyd out there, and then for the Browns, just throw them all out there. Mayfield is, probably the worst of all of them. To throw, Nick Chubb, Hunt out there, throw Landry, Beckham, just get them all out there. An interesting pickup, though. David Njoku has a chance to still return again this week from IR. If he does and he gets any type of snaps, he plays the worst defense among for tight ends next week, the Arizona Cardinals. He is going to have a monster game next week if he gets any type of play this coming week. So maybe stash David Njoku. Boy, this is going to be an ugly game.
Ugh, it's going to be a sloth to get through. 1 o'clock start on CBS. Unless you live in Ohio, black this game out. We go to Green Bay as the Washington Redskins travel up to Green Bay. 1 o'clock start there on Fox. I take it Green Bay defense, Aaron Rodgers, all Green Bay people are given green lights for this game.
Yeah, start them all. Start the Rodgers, Aaron Jones, Jamal Williams, Devontae Adams, pretty much everyone that comes to the list. Jimmy Graham. I mean, I'm just going to start picking names out of people because you can start them against the Redskins. I mean, basically, all there is from the Redskins to start, because you like the defense for the Packers so much, would be maybe Darius Geis as a flex option, but that's it. I'm not trusting anybody from the Redskins.
I couldn't see anybody on the Redskins roster worth starting right now, not this late in the game. We go due west a little bit to Minnesota as the Detroit Lions come into town, who are still Matthew Stafford-less. as he, they'll take on Minnesota, 1 o'clock start there on Fox. Even in the absence of Matthew Stafford, you've had some pretty good days out of the Lions receivers, which should still be starting options this late in the season. And I'd imagine Kirk Cousins is still a starter for the Minnesota Vikings in terms of fantasy-wise.
Yeah, so the Lions are now on to their third receiver, David Blau, which is kind of interesting.
I have no idea who that is.
Yeah, well, that's who they got at number three right now, the quarterback. But, he actually started the game on Thanksgiving. He is only the third player, a quarterback, to make his NFL debut on Thanksgiving. So that's not very successful as well. There's been some stir about Kerryon Johnson, who's actually returned from IR week 16. So you may have him from week 16 or 17, but take a look at the matchups, they're not great. And Yoel Chelsea won his first week back, so you only get maybe 1 week out of them. So Bo Scarbo to start potentially at the running back position, it could be out there. Kenny Galladay for sure, Marvin Jones for sure. All nice options. DJ Hawkins, who is tight end, has been placed on IR. So they're kind of struggling for tight end help. But they've got some very good steps here to make that up. Kirk Cousins is on pace for 3 passing touchdowns. So, hey, against the Detroit Lions, not only are you going to start Kirk Cousins, you can also start the Minnesota Vikings defense, which was one of the top defensive pickups of the week. And down the I would start him. It looked like he was back in practice after playing basically just in the first half of the game on Monday night after his injury. He's now got a chest injury and a shoulder injury. Played through the chest injury and shoulder on Monday. Looks like he practiced today in a limited fashion, so coaching staff is saying it looks like he's going to play. And then I would also have Alexander Madison, who is a possibility of, even if you don't have Dalvin Cook, because he's going to probably split, take about 50-50 at this point, if not lead back to, especially when they get up big, there's a chance Dalvin Cook comes out of the game. And then Stephon Diggs, and there is a chance for Adam Thielen to make his return from injury as well, which gives him that many more weapons. Which means there would be less time to downstroke that play. But imagine the Vikings get up big here and probably start to take the foot off the gas pedal a little bit by taking some of their starters out.
That's a real possibility that people have to keep an eye on over the next few weeks. If you're gunning for your championship, some teams might be letting off the gas a little bit. A little bit of food for thought. Detroit's next two opponents are Tampa Bay and Detroit. Two defenses that their receivers and offense could get points against, especially Tampa next week. Food for thought. We go to New Orleans in a very juicy matchup between the San Francisco 49ers and the New Orleans Saints. Possible NFC Championship preview. Give me that right in my veins. 1 o'clock start there on Fox. Oh, boy, Matt, I'm just going to let you go and say, who goes?
When the Saints come marching in.
Indeed.
They come marching in full force. Boy, start them off. Be a little wary about Drew Brees. Obviously, this is going to be the top defense that he faces this season. He's coming back from injury. He's had some up and down issues. And, it's been a struggle for, Drew Brees here and there to be consistent. So, we'll see how it goes. I think maybe if you're starting him, there may not be other options, but, especially on your team right now, unless nothing's maybe sitting out there. Starting tomorrow, you're starting Mike Thomas, starting Derek Cook, start on the other side of the ball, and Jimmy G is going to be a tough start. I would rather sit him and start Kirk Cousins or pick another quarterback basically. But if Kittle Brown's healthy, you're starting him. The running game is going to be hurt. Matt Breida might be back. But Raheem Mostert took over for Tevin Coleman. So if Mitch will turn into a running back by committee, that you really can't trust any of the three running backs to get all the punches. So basically, you're starting Kittle and Debo Samuel. And we'll see about any of the other wide receivers. So those would be the two guys there. I think this is going to be a more of a more interesting NFL game than fantasy game, as there's going to be it'll be more of a fun game to watch than there will be points put up.
Yeah, this kind of has 24-10 written all over it. Just two NFC heavyweights just beating the tar out of each other, and we can only hope they'll meet again in January. Once again, we go from a really, really good game to an absolute ice water bath as the Miami Dolphins take on the New York Jets Tank Bowl. Oh, God. Don't start anybody in this. Why? Who? Whom, I ask you, who would you start in all this?
Well, so the interesting thing about this is that, you know, the Jets defense has been pretty good, so you're going to struggle to start anybody except for Devontae Parker, who is a Senate for getting top 15 wide receiver, especially as long as Brian Fitzpatrick is the quarterback and basically nobody else. And then whenever you're looking at the Jets, because the Dolphins defense isn't very good, I'm not interested in starting Sam Darnold, but I'm for sure starting. Jameson Crowder was an interesting starter, as well as Bobby Anderson. And, I'm pretty much it. I mean, maybe the tight end position we take a look at for Jeff, you know, but pretty much you're starting the names that you know and running with it. So that's pretty much it. I mean, there's not a lot here, but this could be more of an interesting, again, more of an interesting kind of thing to eat than anything.
Yeah, this is a bit of a rough one. And so, with that, we head out of the Meadowlands and out to Tampa as the Indianapolis Colts take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 1 o'clock start there on CBS down there in the big pirate ship and home of WrestleMania 36. So, I take it we don't start Famous Jameis in this game. And don't start the Indy running backs with this rushing defense.
Yeah, so the running back you potentially start for the Colts is if one of the Mac returns. Sounds like he's there in limited fashion for practice. So he's going to be the only one that you would look at. I mean, the Bucs are one of the top five best defenses in the league, so it's hard to start anybody against them. So basically, it's Marlon Mack, and then it looks like T.Y. Hilton may miss again, so it's Jack Doyle and Zach Pascal as the starts for the pass catchers. And then again, for the Tampa Bay Bucs, it's hard to trust any of the running backs. They say Ronald Jones is starting, and yet Peyton Barber stepped up opportunity to come out. Peyton Barber scored 2 touchdowns last week, where Ronald Jones got out, facing nothing. So, you tell me what that means. Chris Godwin, who's over 1,100 yards this season, and Mike Evans, but it starts, if you're desperate, O.J. Howard finally be getting more involved in the game, maybe you can throw him in there and just hold the tongue.
Yeah, I just look at this game and I just go, why? Especially with Famous Jameis and his turnover bakery will be on full display there on Tampa. Last of the 1 o'clock games, thank God, as we go to Houston as the Denver Broncos come into town to take on the Houston Texans. 1 o'clock start down there in Houston. So I take it Deshaun and everybody on Houston start. And is there possibly anybody on Denver that you could start?
You're starting Deshaun Watson. He's been playing obviously very well. He put up some battles against the Patriots, which is good for his confidence. DeAndre Hopkins, Will Fuller, you start those guys. And it's gonna be tough to trust any of these running backs because the Broncos defense is pretty good there. But for the Denver Broncos, it's basically Phillip Lindsay and Cortland Sutton. And if you're desperate, and Royce Freeman as well. But, It's been tough sledding for Noah Fant, whoever pass catchers there. And Denver, Drew Locke, the rookies getting his opportunity now as the number one after the Broncos draft this year. But it's one weekend when it comes to Broncos.
I would definitely imagine the way their season's gone. We have the 4 or 5 bridge games. We have only one of them. It is the Chargers taking on the Jaguars. I would ask for this game to be blacked out as well. I was that idiot who thought they could start Nick Foles last week and get away with it. Negative 1.5 points later. I was proven wrong. What can we get out of this game?
Well, probably a whole lot. Rookie Gardner Minshew is going to take back over at the quarterback position for the Jaguars.
Yay! Woo!
They're not getting great quarterback play. We'll be there to see who Minshew goes back to. His guy to hit was DJ Chark. I still put him back on the map as well as Beanie Westbrook. And then obviously you're starting Leonard Fournette at the running back position. And then on the other end, it's hard to trust Phillip Rivers at quarterback, but you can trust Melvin Gordon and Austin Eckler and Hunter Henry at end position and wide receiver Keenan Allen and potentially wide receiver Mike Evans and Mike Williams. So a lot of players here that could potentially be good.
Gee, finding new ways to lose. Where did I hear that last weekend? Anyway, we go.
I feel like someone should probably go back to our last episode yesterday and listen to that podcast personally.
Yes. We head west to Oakland as the Tennessee Titans come into town to take on the Oakland Raiders, and it feels like Oakland is fading a little bit. And Tennessee's really found their mojo over the past few weeks. Derrick Henry, when I say Travis Henry, I don't know why, but he's turning into a really good star. And Tennessee may be a sneaky good wild card team.
Yeah, the Raiders pretty much went from being a potential Cinderella story to a team that's pretty much given up at this point. So it's hard to trust anybody there except for Darren Waller and Josh Jacobs at the running back position and tight end position. Tyrell Williams has been really off and on at the wide receiver spot, but he's more of a wide receiver 3 this week, maybe a low end 2 in the deeper leagues. Ryan Tannehill, he's been fantastic. He's taken over for the Titans. He's got this team at 7-5. And really going towards the playoff opportunity. And again, you've got Derrick Henry and A.J. Brown's been pretty good. So there's some opportunities here for some nice plays for the Titans. I think the Titans obviously are going to win this fall.
Well, I was just, on a side note, I was just checking Twitter, and wouldn't you know it, Pro Bowl voting has started. Lucky us. For you guys, obviously, vote Lamar. On my side, vote Bush. And that's not code for anything. We go to a possible another divisional round preview as the Kansas City Chiefs travel to Foxborough to take on the Patriots. 4:25 start on CBS. Most likely, Nance and Romo will call that game. New England's offense, can we trust them anymore?
Well, I mean, it's still New England, it's still Kansas City, so, I mean, they're going to put up some numbers, obviously. Actually, it's funny that you bring up the Patriots game now, as I just got an alert saying that that Tom Brady was limited at practice, like that actually means anything.
Oh, my gosh, stop the presses. Tom Brady is limited in practice. We are so saddened by these affairs.
I mean, the dude's 40-plus years old, he's going to be limited at practice every once in a while. Some point, I mean, they can't wait and do the full practice 12 times. But, yeah, they start everybody up. You know, Brady, Mahomes, LeSean McCoy, Sonny Michel, James White, Damian Williams, potentially, Damian Williams may be out. So, Darwin Thompson, tonight still in, as well as Darrell Williams, went to IR, Travis Kelce, Julian Edelman, Tyreek Hill, pick your players from both sides. Part of it is going to be a shootout of sorts. I don't think even the New England Patriots defense can slow down this opportunity at the shootout.
If it gets into a shootout, I'm not sure that's the best strategy for this Patriots team. And I've seen this movie before. We're going to start burying New England. After my team beat them a year ago, we all thought it was over, and look what happened. I need to see more death out of New England before I'm a believer. Hashtag anybody but New England. Speaking of which, we go out to Arizona as my boys travel to the Southwest to take on the Arizona Cardinals. Guaranteed we will play down to our opponent as we always do. 4:25 start there on CBS. And Kyler Murray, worth starting at this point. I think some of the Arizona starters might actually have a decent game in them. I know Pittsburgh's defense has gotten better. It's just I don't trust my own team against lesser quality opponents.
Yeah, so it looks like it's a possibility that James Conner is probably going to be out again. There's not really any reason to push him into playing. If they play him, he's obviously in your lineup. If not, it's Benny Snell is the running back to have there to start against Arizona. And then like this popped out a little while ago, basically starting tight ends against Arizona. So that means Vance McDonald would be the player to start there for the Steelers. So, I mean, James Washington is pretty good, and Johnson as well. I mean, he made nice strides for the Steelers, but I'm not really into trusting theirs. There's, like I said, nobody on bye, so there's a lot of options to start. But when Kyler Murray is the team's leading passer and the leading rusher on the team in yards, that's not good. So I would start Kyler Murray this week. It's a tough Steelers defense, but still a nice option. And then take your pick on Larry Fitzgerald or Christian Kirk. One of those guys is going to have a decent game. Most likely to me, probably Christian Kirk. He'd be the guy that I would start there.
Also, if you want a really good laugh this week, check out Bleacher Report on YouTube. Sift through their NBA highlights, and they do this little weekly animated short called Gridiron Heights. This week, it was more Arizona Cardinals focused, but instead it was a beautifully parodied of Star Wars The Mandalorian into The Brandalorian. It is great. And it even has Kyler Murray as Baby Yoda. It is absolutely hilarious. Anybody who's listening to this, check it out. It'll be the best 2 minutes of your day. I promise. We go to the Sunday night game, and we go to Los Angeles as the Seattle Seahawks come in to take on the once-hot Los Angeles Rams. Seattle is getting hot at the right time and is looking to own the NFC West all for themselves. And what the heck's happened to L.A.? I mean, this team was supposed to be an offensive powerhouse, and they've just really fizzled out. And with Seattle, I'd say start the usual suspects.
Yeah, so it's Todd Gurley and Cooper Kupp, maybe a little Robert Woods action. That's basically it. I mean, I would look at the tight end position, but they played Arizona last week, so he'd be at his biggest game of his career. And he basically, doubled his career yardage in one game. So it's hard to trust any of the tight end. But, you get to the Seattle side, and you're basically starting everyone. Russell Wilson, Chris Carson, Sean Penny, Tyler Lockett, who got 0 points. He actually cost fantasy teams wins last week. The teams that needed just one catch out of a guy, he couldn't even get it. He got 0 for 0 for 0 across the board. Tough Tyler Lockett. But Jacob Hollister has been fantastic at the tight end position. DK Metcalf has been done. And Josh Gordon, you might as well just go ahead and either sit with Ben, or if you want to pick up somebody else, don't blame you for dropping Josh Gordon because he just doesn't seem to have it in Seattle. So those are your guys to watch as we get through the final game, the Monday night game. Finish up.
Yep, one more on the board, and a game that looked really good when the schedule was released all the way back in April. God, it seems so long ago. As the New York Giants travel up to Philadelphia to take on the Eagles. 8:15 start there on ESPN, and the knuckleheads on commentary will be calling it. Out there in Lincoln Financial Field. Any word on possibly Ertz playing this week? I know his backup had a decent game. I think Gobert played last week. Had a decent, like, 6 receptions for 42 yards, which is actually a decent outing for a PPR league. But other than that, I'm not sure there's a lot of offensive options. And dare I say, Eli Manning starting this week?
Yeah, so Carson Wentz has been kind of late. Could be a nice option for the Eagles. The Giants defense is just not good at all. We'll see about Jordan Howard, and maybe if he doesn't return, Miles Sanders becomes a nice option at the running back position in PPR leagues. Zach Ertz, who played last week, I think he only had 2 catches for 20-ish yards, maybe. He should be out there. It looks like he'll play. Dallas Goedert is going to play. Alshon Jeffrey should be good to go, so those are the guys to play there for the Giants. But Eli Manning returning, big game coming for Saquon Barkley. Darius Slayton, potentially Golden Tate returning, and then obviously they have Sterling Shepard in a chopping fashion. The return of Evan Engram to practice in a limited fashion means that there's a possibility that one of the best tight ends in the game returns and plays against Philadelphia, who gives up some big yardage when it comes to some deep throws. So look for Evan Engram to potentially get loose. This could be, even though it could be, it's a game where two teams are basically out of it, but still could end up being a very interesting Monday Night Football game.
At least fantasy-wise, this seems like a game that could hold the fate of a lot of fantasy players in the palm of their hands once we get to Monday night. So that'll do it this week for the National Football League. Love it, cherish it, because it will be gone before you know it. As we always say, Saturday Night Football should be returning within the next few weeks. Matt, good having you on, and good doing this again.
Awesome, man. Sounds good. We'll do it next week.
All right, catch up with you next week.
All right, man.
And thank you, everyone, for listening to Parched on the Gridiron this week as we previewed Week 13 of the National Football League. And take care, and we will see you next time.